Ahead of the summit's first plenary session, President Obama met with heads of the 12-member Union of South American Nations, UNASUR. Mr. Obama made brief comments before the meeting began.
UNASUR is doing some excellent work in integrating efforts in the region around things like energy and security. I have a lot to learn.
A senior U.S. official who attended the meeting says Mr. Obama expressed a desire to work with UNASUR nations to confront economic, environmental, and energy challenges. The official says more than one leader pressed Mr. Obama to end the decades-old U.S. embargo of Cuba. Mr. Obama is said to have declared that the United States and Cuba are on a path of change while reminding his fellow heads of state that the democratic process that brought them into office does not exist in Cuba. The U.S. official says several UNASUR leaders detailed what they see as a long history of U.S. intervention in their countries. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez presented Mr. Obama with an academic book on precisely that subject. President Obama is said to have stated that, while the past must be understood, he is not there to argue history, and that it is time to move on to confront today's challenges. Saturday's Obama-Chavez encounter was the second of the summit, and provided another opportunity for a handshake between the two men. Mr. Obama was asked what he said to the fiery critic of the United States during their first handshake.
He said, "¿Cómo estás?"
At Friday's opening ceremony, several leaders noted past grievances with the United States, while also expressing hope for a more productive and respectful relationship under President Obama. Argentine President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner.
Estados Unidos.
Ms. Fernandez de Kirchner said that the United States has a president named Barack Obama, a product of change in his country that mirrors changes in other countries. She said many of today's leaders in Latin America, like President Lula da Silva of Brazil or President Evo Morales of Bolivia, could never have been elected in previous decades. The summit schedule includes three plenary sessions before a final declaration is issued Sunday. Venezuelan President Chavez threatened to refuse to sign the declaration to protest Cuba's absence from the hemispheric gathering and to protest the document's failure, as it is now reportedly written, to demand an end to the U.S. embargo of the island. Michael Bowman, VOA News, with a president in Port of Spain.